You know, it's kind of funny to hear you describe those kinds of opposite religious trends, liberal and conservative. I think there are a lot of people, possibly including our listeners, who are unaware of how large those religious currents were in the U.S. society back then. It seems to me that the liberal religious streams were much larger, but it seems that the liberal religious current has shrunk while the conservative religious current has increased significantly. Has that been oppressive to your spirits, considering that you've been working and nurturing, I think, on the liberal side of that current? You've been a font of energy to that work, actually. Why haven't we grown like the more fundamentalist churches?
The liberal radical movement, now I don't want to be too harsh on this, rejected government for another kingdom, that there's a higher kingdom. Let's not say, and I don't say, that I don't work for things to make the American government better. We do that a lot. But our idea was one kingdom. We take the gospel of Jesus and the economic values there, and we apply them. And as a result, we don't apply for 501c3 or incorporation or any of the kind of things that the government offers, because there's another kingdom that we're part of. We witness to the government. And now I see, I bet people saw us at that time very much like they see the Tea Party people, who are rejecting government, but at the same time, they are trying to take over government. And they get people into government, and they do it in a very powerful position like that. So that's the distinction, and apparently it's worked better, and it was long before the Tea Party. And we become a smaller group, but so do Quakers. And numbers really don't count, I think. There's something about 140,000 in the Bible to get to heaven. And I don't know whether I believe that or not, but I think it means that the number may be small. Right. Wherever we get. Yeah. And whatever heaven is.
Right. And I feel like that movement has probably always been fairly small, because it takes a lot of courage to resist mm-hmm. the government and what you know.